Welcome to the scripture reading this week out of Matthew chapter 25. We looked at the story of the 10 bridesmaids, the story of the 3 servants, and then the third parable is in verses 31 through the end of the chapter, and it's about the final judgment. Red letter edition, hear God's word, New Living Translation. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all of the angels with him, then he will sit upon his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered in his presence, and he will separate them as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those on the right, "Come, you are blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then these righteous ones will reply, "Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will tell them, "I assure you, when you did it to one of these least of these my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me." And then the king will turn to those on the left and say, "Away with you, you cursed ones, into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his demons. For I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was thirsty and you didn't give me anything to drink. I was a stranger and you didn't invite me into your home. I was naked and you gave me no clothing. I was sick and in prison and you didn't visit me." Then they will reply, "Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick in prison and not helped you?" And he will answer, "I assure you, when you refused to help the least of my brothers and sisters, you were refusing to help me." And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous will go on into eternal life. May God add his blessings to reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.